All right, let's start off with a couple of definitions. Let's start off with the definition for prosperity. This is actually from the Oxford English Dictionary, so should be a good one. Prosperity is good fortune, success, well-being, the condition of thriving. And under abundance, it says, an overflowing condition, overflow, enough and more than enough, a plentifulness. And then finally, under wealth, I wanted to look that one up to see if there were any common words here, and it's amazing because it basically says the same thing, the condition of being happy and prosperous, well-being, spiritual well-being, a blessing. So when we talk about being prosperous, what we're talking about is being prosperous and abundant in every area of life, not just money. Even though money is very important, you'll want to be prosperous in every area of your life. There's no need or reason to feel or be limited. And if you feel that way, we're going to talk about how to change that. So we need balance in our lives. We need enough money, yes. And then we need enough love, yes. And we need plenty of health, don't we? Yes. Yes. Yeah. We want all of those goodies, right? Sure. You want to have one? Don't you want to have wonderful relationships?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to have all the goodies in life without having to worry about paying bills at the end of the month? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Yeah, in other words, if you decide that you want to take a nice vacation and go for 2 or 3 weeks somewhere, let's say towards the end of the year. Wouldn't it be nice? You say, all right, yeah, just pick the place and go without having to be concerned about, well, how am I going to pay for all of this? Yeah, Hawaii or other places that you may want to go to. So one of the things that is very crucial, I've been fortunate enough to have been working with people for the last 20 years, and one of the things that keeps on repeating itself over and over again is it's the belief systems that you have that make a huge difference in your life. Now, when people talk about prosperity, money tends to be the first thing that people think of. And money, it is a fascinating subject because we have all these emotional things that are hooked up to money. And it usually starts very early in life. When you were very little, I bet you somebody in your family said this to you. You were crawling on your hands and knees, about a year and a half, something like that. And there's a coin. And you grab that coin. And what does a little child do? With anything that it gets its hands on, where does it go? To your mouth. And what did one adult say to you before you put it in your mouth? What did they say to you when they saw
that?
It's dirty. You don't know where it's been. Right? Don't put this in your mouth. Money is dirty. So guess what? At a year and a half, you already start forming a belief system that money is dirty. As a matter of fact, you have heard a term, filthy rich, haven't you?
Sure. And filthy lucre.
Yeah, a filthy looker, you see. So already we have a term dealing that this is not good. You know, we don't want this. Nobody wants to have dirty stuff, right? So we are starting off very early like that. And of course, we also taught very early in life in limiting, in limits. There's only so much to go around. You know, when you go to the toy store, when you're a little kid, you want everything, right? So the parents, of course, who don't have enough money to buy you everything, or even if they do, they don't want to buy you everything, because that's not very healthy for you to have, you know, buy 46 toys. I remember one of my cousins has a little boy, and he was about 3 years old, and everybody in the family brought him toys for Christmas. So he looked at this whole stack of toys, with maybe like 15 toys, and he's looking at that, and he doesn't know where to start, and he says, too much toys. Too much. It was too much. He got overloaded by 15 different toys that everybody had brought him. So the parents, of course, want to make you understand that this is not a good idea. So they say things like that. You say, well, why can't I have it? And what do the parents answer? What do they say? We can't afford it. We don't have enough money to buy you all of this. We can't afford it. Oh, okay. So you learn lessons along the way, right? And you learn also there's only so much to go around, and you have to be taking care of your end, because at the other end there may be a problem if you don't. Because another thing your parents told you when you did not want to eat all the food on your plate was what? Why were you supposed to eat all the food on your plate? Why?
Starving children in India.
Starving children in India, China, you know, pick a country, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, there's only so much, and if you don't eat it, you know, the people, you're the poor little kids in China, India, or wherever, you know, are not going to get it. So again, we are being taught lack all the time. This system, we believe in it because we hear it all the time. And we hear it, of course, in many other areas as well. We have this thought in our head, there's limited supply, there's limited supply, there's limited supply, there's limited supply. And if you want something, you have to take it away from somebody else. That's a horrible mindset, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because if you're a nice person, you don't want to take anything away from anybody else. So immediately, there's already a barrier here. If I want to make more money, it means somebody else has to make less. It's the false belief system. Now, this is nonsense. And intellectually, everybody agrees, well, this is nonsense. But deep inside, guess what? The belief system is that way. So you already set up a barrier for yourself. So we don't want to do that one. Maybe you've heard this one. You have to work very hard to earn money. Mm-hmm. Well, the hardest working people that I know work in the fields. And they work from sunup to sundown, and they make very little money. You know, pick grapes, oranges. Very little money. So if the definition of making money was to work hard, those people ought to be making the most money. Not true, is it?
No.
It's not true. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean you don't have to work hard at all? It depends. You may have to have a stretch. You have to work very hard. And then you may have a stretch where the money comes just sort of easily comes in without you having to work very hard for it. But working hard and earning money are not an equation. That is a false belief system. And of course, the most famous one, everybody knows this one. Money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, that is not a true quotation, because the real quotation is the love of money is the root of all evil, which is something entirely different, of course. Okay? And someone some years ago said, poverty is the root of all evil. And I think that's probably a much more accurate quote. How about this one? You heard this one. When you wanted money from your parents when you were a kid, maybe like you were a teenager, you say, can I have $50 because I want to go to a concert? Yeah, I'm not going to give you $50. What do you think? Money grows on
trees.
You see how well you're programmed? You see how well you know this stuff? Well, wait a second. Money, dollar bills, are made out of paper. Paper comes from what?
Trees.
So money does grow on trees. You see? It does. You can't take it with you. Well, that's true. But what does that have to do with anything? I mean, you know. It takes money to make money. Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there are many, many companies, including one that you may have heard of by the name of Microsoft, by Bill Gates, who started with $600. So how much money does it take? That's not necessary. There's never enough money. You know, if that is a belief system you have, again, there's a problem, right? Money burns a hole in my pocket. Yeah, you have that one? Okay. Kim says, yeah, that's me. If money burns a hole in your pocket, guess what happens up in here? You're going to run out of it real quick, right? Of course, it burns a hole in your pocket and disappears.